Hello, my name is Professor Smada Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Iyov, Perek Bet, Chapter 2. Last time we learned about Iyov, a man blessed with a large family and immense wealth, who was Tam V'Yashar, Yirei Elokim v'sar meira, sincere, upright, God-fearing, and shunning evil. At the heavenly tribunal, the Satan, the adversary, the prosecutor, advocates to test Iyov on the premise that Iyov only serves God and is an upstanding person because God showers goodness upon him. This is the basic question. Do we do the mitzvot? Do we serve God because we want to be paid back? Al menat lekabel pras, to get good things? But when bad things happen, we turn on God right away. And that's what the Satan is asking. If catastrophe would destroy Iyov's family and wealth, then Iyov would surely blaspheme God, curse God. And as we saw, tragedy strikes, and Iyov is steadfast in his belief, despite the fact that he loses everything, his family, his wealth. Iyov is steadfast in his belief, and he states, Arum yatzati mi beten imi, ve'arum ashuv shama, Hashem natan ve'Hashem lakach, yihi shem Hashem mevorach. I came out naked from my mother's womb, and naked I will return there. God giveth, and God taketh away. May the name of God be blessed. And despite all this, Iyov does not sin or besmirch God. And as we said last time, this could have been the end of the story, the end of the book. One perek. Iyov is tested, everything's taken away, and immediately he responds positively. And Iyov proved himself a righteous individual for its own sake, not because God is showering him with gifts. Even though his family and wealth were destroyed, he accepts God's judgment and blesses God, what we call in Hebrew tziduk hadin, acceptance of God's judgment. In chapter 2, the heavenly tribunal reconvenes. And the initial conversation is identical to chapter 1's initial discussion about the Satan, Mishut ba'aretz umitalechba, who wanders around the earth and sees what's going on to report to God. And so too in chapter 2, we repeat Iyov's stellar qualities. However, God adds a rejoinder to this discussion. God defends Iyov and states that Iyov, despite his tragedy, maintains his sincerity. And you, Satan, misled me to torture him for naught. Chinam, vatisiteni bo levalo chinam. You pushed me, right, to punish him and hurt him chinam, for no reasons. And it's interesting, because these same words were used by the Satan to describe Iyov's devotion to God. Hachinam yarel Iyov Elokim? Do you think that Iyov fears God for no reason? Chinam? So it's interesting, the idea of chinam for no reason is the big question here. Do we worship God for its own sake, not to get a reward? But does Hashem punish Iyov chinam? And Hashem is saying, look, he passed the test, so I punished him for no reason. So this is going to be a theme that really repeats throughout the Sefer. What does it mean for reason? So too, God criticizes the Satan for pushing him to allow Iyov to be destroyed for no reason, chinam, for naught. So the Satan is proven wrong. Iyov is punished, and he stays steadfast in his faith. So what can be the response of the Satan? The Satan. Satan should say, okay, done. You were right. But the Satan pushes. And the Satan responds. And we're in verse 5. Or be'ad or. V'chol asher la'ish yiten be'ad nafsho. Flesh for flesh. Whatever a person has, he will give up for his life. If you torture him, says the Satan, touch him. Send your hand to him. Shlach nayadcha, right? The same theme, the words that we saw parallel to the Akedah in here. If you touch Eov himself, says the Satan, surely he will curse you to your face. So the Satan is saying, okay, maybe, even though these are his children, and it was all of his possessions, but it's not Eov himself. Maybe, as we say in Hebrew, Adam Karov Latzmo. A person is always the most self-interested and cares about himself. So the Satan says, okay, all right, when you touched everything else, maybe he didn't feel it. But if you attack Eov himself, he will blaspheme God. So here again, God gives Eov into the Satan's hand, but he gives him explicit instructions. He says, you have to spare Eov's life. You can afflict him, but you have to spare his life. You cannot kill him. And when the Satan leaves God's presence, Eov is smitten with an extreme case of boils from his feet to his head, from his head to his toes, entirely. And Eov takes a potsherd, a piece of a pot, pottery, clay, to relieve the discomfort by scratching and sitting in the dust. Is this saying true, that people only care about themselves? Adam karov la'atzmo, a person is close to himself, his children and possessions were destroyed, and he is responding very rationally? Now that he is suffering, we'll see that Eov's tone will slowly change. But is it because he was personally and physically impacted? Or does it take time for tragedy to be fully grasped? A lot of times when something happens to us, it takes time for us to internalize it and to respond and to really see what's going on. His wife, she was spared, sees that he is so uncomfortable. So she suggests, Odcha machazik betumatecha? Barech Elokim vamut. You are still upholding your sincerity? Curse God and die. And Eov answers her, you are being irreverent and impious. Gam et hatov nekabel me'et ha'elokim, ve'et hara lo nekabel? Should we only accept the good from God, but not the bad? So we know that the wife survived. And she is now reiterating the words of the Satan here on earth. So we have the heavenly scene. And she is saying, curse God and die. Your life is so miserable. End it. And we know if you curse God, then death will be your penalty. The Satan also wanted Eov to curse God and die. So it's very interesting that they play a similar role, the Satan in heaven and the wife on earth. She is suggesting that he can put an end to all the suffering with simply cursing God. And Eov responds furiously, we have to accept everything from God. Anything that God throws our way, we have to accept the good and the bad. It would be hypocritical, says Eov, to just thank God for the good things, but curse God for the bad. Eov refuses to take the easy way out and end it all with cursing God. Ramban Nachmanides explains that Eov's wife is representing here very succinctly the notion of worshiping God for reward, al minat lekabel pras, that you're worshiping God in order to get the merits. But Eov's answer is that he worships God because it is the right thing to do, regardless of reward. because that's the role of man on earth. Verse 10 ends with the phrase, Bechol zot lo chata Iyov bisfatav. Iyov did not sin with his lips. Iyov did not say anything against God, despite his wife's provocation. Rashi comments that Iyov did not sin with his lips, but maybe he already sinned in his heart, and he was angry with God, even though he did not express it yet overtly. Ibn Ezra comments that this is foreshadowing that very soon Iyov will also sin with his lips and articulate his anger towards God. Iyov's friends heard the tragedy that befell him, so they came to empathize with him, shaking their heads, lanodbo, and to comfort him, lenachamo. Rashi explains that Re'av, his friends, were ohavav. These were friends who really loved him and cared about him. The three friends are Eliphaz HaTemani, Eliphaz from Teman, Bildad HaShuchi, Bildad from Shuch, and Sofar HaNa'amati, Sofar from Na'ama. When they raise their eyes from afar and gaze upon Iyov, they are shocked. They join in his avelut, mourning. They cry, they rent their garments and throw dirt on their heads. They sit Shiva with him for 7 days and seven nights, and no one speaks to him. What can they say? They see his pain is so great. And after 7 days, Iyov curses the day he was born. To sum up, in chapter 2, Iyov is afflicted with boils because the Satan and God want to test Iyov further. Even his wife cajoles him to curse God and die. But Iyov defiantly responds that man must accept the good and bad from God, and he does not sin with his lips. But as we saw, Rashi said, maybe inside he is already angry. And soon, as Ibn Ezra says, that is going to erupt. So we're going to see what happens in chapter 3 the next time we study together. Thank you for studying together. L'Iluy Nishmat Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.